The seventh parak starts off with comparing Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bet HaKabayis. That's actually what we're going to cover in the first three Mishnayos. What is Kodshei Mizbeach? What is Kodshei Bet HaKabayis? So by way of introduction, Kodshei Mizbeach is a higher level of Kedusha. It's also referred to as Kedushas HaKuf. In English, we'd call it physical sanctity. That is an animal that has been sanctified to be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. That is called Kodshei Mizbeach. It is Hekdesh, and it's going to be brought on the Mizbeach as a korban. On the other hand, Kodshei Bet HaKabayis is something that's been sanctified to the base of Mikdash, but it doesn't have physical sanctity. It has Kedushas Damim, which means monetary sanctity. It could be an animal as well, but it's not been designated to be brought as a korban. It's been designated to be donated to the base of Mikdash, to the Bet HaKabayis, and it will be used for the overhead. For example, they'll sell the assets and use the money to support the needs of the base of Mikdash. So Mishnah Aleph is going to start out as follows. V'yesh b'kotche mizbeach ma she'en b'kotche Bet HaKabayis. There's certain halachas that apply, certain chumras that apply when we are in the heavier category, the more significant category of kotche mizbeach, that don't apply to the second category, the kotche Bet HaKabayis, and the reverse is the true as well, which we'll see in the second Mishnah. V'yesh b'kotche Bet HaKabayis ma she'en b'kotche mizbeach. There's certain things, halachas, chumras that apply to the kotche Bet HaKabayis that don't apply to the kotche mizbeach. And now we're going to go through a list of the items that apply to the Kodshei Mizbeach and not to the Kodshei Bet HaKabayis. Number one, Shekodshei Mizbeach Osin Tmura, which is why it's in our parak that when you have a Kodshei Mizbeach, you have that korban, that animal that's been designated as a korban, it's Kodshei Mizbeach, it has Kedusha Saguf, physical sanctity. You can make a tamura on it. As we've discussed, you're not supposed to make a tamura, but if you do try to substitute B for A, B will become the tamura, and A will maintain its status as Kodshei Mizbeach. Next, v'chayavim aleha mishum pigul nosa v'tame. When we have that korban A, you will be high of kares. If somebody eats it, if that korban was, when it was shechted, it was made into a pigul, that's a certain type of improper thought via the person, the kohen, who is bringing the korban, so that makes it a pigul. So if somebody would eat the meat, that person would be chayav karas. Nosar means that the meat was not eaten in the requisite time period. It's later now that it should have been eaten. And if somebody eats it then, chayav karas. And tamay, if somebody tamay eats a korban within the proper time, but he eats it, he was when he was tamay, chayav karas as well. All this applies to kodshei mizbeach, but not kodshei Bet HaKabayis. And next, Vladan, if you have a Vlad, the offspring is talking about, as the Bartunur, it says, when the mother became pregnant before it was redeemed, and there afterward it got a mum, so it was redeemed, but it had the vlad give birth to the offspring, the chalavan, and the milk of the animal, even if it after it's been redeemed, asu la'achar pidyonam, it's even prohibited, even after the redemption, v'hashochtan b'chutz chayev, if somebody does chutes chutz, has this animal, it's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, shechted inside the azara, the courtyard, and it was shechted outside the azara, that is a lav of shchute chutz. And next, ve'inosni mehem le'umani bischoran, you cannot use them to pay a craftsman who does work on behalf of the base of Mikdash. You cannot use kodshei mizbeach to pay that person. You can use kodshei Bet HaKabayis, masha'inkim kodshei Bet HaKabayis. None of these would apply to the kodshei Bet HaKabayis. They only apply to the kodshei mizbeach. Mishnah Beis will be the reverse. Yesh b'kodshei Bet HaKabayis, masha'in b'kodshei mizbeach. There's certain chumas, halachas, etc. that apply to the second category, to the Kodshei Bet HaKabayis, that don't apply to the Kodshei Mizbeach. Number one, Shestam Hekdeshus LeBet HaKabayis. If somebody donates something to the base of Mikdash and doesn't specify what it's, where it's going, it doesn't say it's going to be Kodshei Mizbeach or Kodshei Bet HaKabayis, the default is, even if it's animals that could be brought as korbanos, it's going to go to the Kodshei Bet HaKabayis. Next, Hekdesh Bet HaKabayis Chal Al HaKol. When somebody wants to give a donation, there's a broader category. You can donate many more things. For example, as the Bartanura explains, you can donate a non-kosher animal of it to the Bet HaKabayis, stones, etc., a table. But when it comes to the Kodshei Mizbeach, it has to be a kosher animal that's worthy of being brought as a korban. So Kodshei Bet HaKabayis is much broader. It says literally on everything you can be makdish anything to the base of Mikdash. And continuing, number three is Umo'alin B'Gidulehem. There's going to be an Yisrael Ela having personal benefit from Gidulein, which is referring to the milk of the animal or the beitzim, the eggs that are laid by a bird that have the status of kochei berek habayis. So there's going to be me'ilah, prohibition of me'ilah on those. You have to bring a korban for just having personal benefit. In contrast to an animal that's kochei mizbeach, you are not going to be violating the isser of me'ilah by having benefits from their gidulein, because that animal has been donated to be brought as a korban. Any fringe benefits were not going to be subject to the isra of Mi'ila. And number four, Ve'ein Bahem Hana La Kohanim, when it comes to the Kochei Berek Habayis, the Kohanim are not prohibited to have any Hana from these items. In contrast, an item that is Kedushas Mizbeach, certain ones the Kohanim can have benefit. For example, they eat the meat of certain korbanos, or even a korban olah that's totally burned, the hides go to the Kohen so they can have personal benefit from Kochei Mizbeach, but not from Kochei Berek Habayis. Mishnah Gimel is now going to compare. We've seen the contrast between the Kochei Mizbeach and the Kochei Berek Habayis, and now we are going to compare them. Echad Kochei Mizbeach and Kochei Berek Habayis. What are the things that are parallel, the same when it comes to these? And the Mishnah will point out, Ein Mishanin Osa Mikdusha L'Kdusha, whether something is Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Berek Habayis, you cannot change from one to the other. So you can't change from one category to the other. This item, it was originally Kochei Berek Habayis. You can't say, I'm going to bring it as a korban. That's going to be Kochei Mizbeach. And even within a given category, for example, if it's an item, an animal is Kochei Mizbeach, you can't try to change it from a Shlamim to an Olo, or to Olo to Shlamim, or if something is in Kochei Berek Habayis, if it was designated and donated by somebody for a given use in the base of Mikdash, I'm going to go and I'm going to pay for X, Y, and Z. It cannot be used for a different use. So that is a parallel between the two. Now we're going to discuss something that only applies to the Kochei Mizbeach. If you have an animal that is supposed to be brought for a korban, umakdishin osan hektesh ilui. So when you have that animal that's a Kochei Mizbeach and somebody says as follows, this korban is for Berek Habayis. So we know you can't change it from one to the other, but if somebody does say that this korban, it's already Kochei Mizbeach, it's going to be for Berek Habayis, indeed there is going to have to be an appraisal process and the person is going to have to pay the Berek Habayis in addition. The basic korban, the animal that he's talking about that's Kochei Mizbeach, doesn't change. That has to be brought as a korban, but he's also going to have to give a donation in the appraised value, and there's a whole discussion of how do you reach the appraisal, but he's going to have to give that to the Berek Habayis. And in addition, if we have that animal that is Kochei Mizbeach and he says on it, Mumacharimino san, he says this korban is going to be a cherim. A cherim means that he's going to give the value of that animal to the Kohen. So the basic animal itself that is Kochei Mizbeach is going to be have to brought as a korban. But in addition, there's going to be an appraisal process and he's going to have to give the value to the Kohanim in addition. Now we're going to go back and we're going to go the comparison of both the Kochei Mizbeach and the Kochei Berek Habayis. And this is the last phrase is going to apply to both of them. The Mesu Yikaveru, if you have an animal that's Kochei Mizbeach or Kochei Berek Habayis, and it dies before it is redeemed. You can redeem it if it's Kochei Mizbeach. If it has a mum, you can redeem it. And if it's Kochei Berek Habayis, even without a mum, you can redeem it. But it died before redemption, so it has to be buried, because now that it hasn't been redeemed until after death, it's Asr B'Hana. We want to bury it so no one can have any Hana from it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon does distinguish between Kochei Berek Habayis and Kochei Mizbeach. He says Kochei Berek Habayis, if it's Kochei Berek Habayis, imesu yipadu, even after it dies, it can still be redeemed. And now Mishnah Dalit is going to start three Mishnayas that we will talk about various Isurei Hana'a, that what do you do with it? And we'll see now, Mishnah Dalit, certain Isurei Hana'a, things you can't benefit from, will be buried. Mishnah Hey, we'll talk about those Isurei Hana'a that have to be burned. So the Mishnah says as follows, Ve'eluhin anikbarin, these are the items that are Isurei Hana'a that have to be buried. Number one is Kochim Shipila Yikaveru. If you have a hektish animal that miscarried, so you have to bury the fetus because it's Asr Bahana. Hipila Shilia Tikaber. And if you have that Kochim animal that let out an amniotic sac, so you don't see in it a fetus. But if you have an amniotic sac, it means there was a fetus, it simply dissolved. Again, that amniotic sac is going to have to be buried. It's Asr Bahana. Shor HaNiskal, this is an ox that gored and killed somebody. then the Beis Din gave a psak, it has to be killed, so that is Asr Bana, it has to be buried. Ve'egla Arufa, when you have a person, you find a person that was murdered, and you have the process discussed in the Psukim and the Torah, that you have to see which town is closer to it, and they have to bring the Egla Arufa, it's a calf that it has to be beheaded, so that animal, that Egla Arufa, has to be buried as well. Ve'tzipore Mitzora, this is a Mitzora, that is has to bring through its purification process a couple of various birds. So this is the one that has been slaughtered in the purification process of the Mitzorah. That bird has to be buried as well. Usar Nazir, if we have a Nazir that became Tameh, he has to remove his hair, it has to be shaven off, and that is Asr Bana as well, has to be buried. Upeter Chamor, if somebody decided not to redeem his firstborn male donkey, so it becomes Asr Bahana. Ubasr Bachalav, cooking meat and milk together, Asr Bana. V'chulim Shenishchotu Bazar, if somebody took a chulin animal, it wasn't a hektish animal, and shechted it in the Azar, in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, that becomes Asr Bahana. And accordingly, it has to be buried. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees on this last point. Chulin shenishchu tuba azara. If we have that chulin animal that was shachted in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, it's not going to be buried, but yisareifu, it is going to be burned. And we'll explain shortly why. And in addition, he adds on, v'chein chaya, if you have a chaya, for example, a deer, korbanos have to be brought from behemoths, domesticated animals, not chayas, which are undomesticated animals. If somebody had a chaya, shenishchata b'azara, if you shechted a chaya in the azara, also he says, that is going to have to be burned. And the concern that Rabbi Shimon has is that we have all kodshim that have a psul. If they become tamei, if there's a psul, if it's nosa, we have a whole litany of hektish animals that when there is an invalidation, it has to be burned. And if we say in the case of a chulin shenishchul tuba azara, it's not hektish, but it's chulin, but it's a chulin animal, but if you shecht it in the azara, if we tell people you have to bury it, they're going to get confused. And the same thing when it comes with a chaya, this deer that you shecht it in the azara, if we tell people that they have to bury it, they're going to get confused, and they're going to think that even when we have real kodshim that have a psul, that you have to bury it and not burn it. Accordingly, Rabbi Shimon says, let's burn all of these, even the chulin shenishchotu bazara and the chaya shenishchotu bazara. Mishnah A is going through the isuri hana'a, that have to be burnt. There's actually going to be one exception that is on the list. It's not Asr Bana, that is Truma Temeya. If you have Truma that is given to the Kohen and it becomes Tameh, it still has to be given to the Kohen. It has to be burnt. Now, it's not an Asr Bana because the Kohen can benefit when it's being burnt, but otherwise it still has to be burnt. So Ve'elu Hen Yisrafin, these are the things that have to be burnt as opposed to being buried. Chametz BePesach Yisar, if this is according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, then when you have Chametz and Pesach, it actually has to be burnt. This is not how we paskin that there are other ways to discard it, but nonetheless, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz BePesach has to be burnt. Utruma Temeh, as we mentioned before, we'll get back to this at the end of the Mishnah, when you have truma and it becomes tameh, it has to be burnt. Fa orla, fruit that is from the first 3 years of a fruit tree, it's asr bana, has to be burnt. Fi kilaya karem, these are grains or vegetables that grow near a grapevine, so that is asr bahana. And in addition, when it comes to the orla and the kilaya karem, the Mishnah comments that shadakol li sarv, that typically you would burn, it's talking about a solid, if you have orla, the fruits, or the kilaya karem, the grains or the vegetables that grow next to the grapevine, those have to be burnt if it's a solid. However, if it's in the juice form, for example, you have orla oranges and you juiced it, it's not no longer oranges, it's orange juice, but it's from an orla, esedarkali kaver, you cover that and you would normally bury because it's liquid, that would have to be buried. Umad leaking bapas, this is getting back now to the truma temeya. We said truma temeya has to be burned, but it's not usr bahana, so umad leaking bepas. So when you're doing it, if you have bread, that's truma that became tameh, ubeshem and shel truma, you can light a fire. If you have oil, that's truma. What it means is you can benefit. The Kohen can benefit in the fire. He can cook with it, for example. If he needs that at night to see, he can use that fire as a flashlight. He can use it for heat. It's not a usr bahana, but it's still truma tameh has to be burned. Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah of our parak, continues this theme. It says it follows, kol hakodshim shenishchatu chutz lizmanan, any kodshim that was shechted outside of the proper time, v'chutz limin kaman, or out of the proper place. This is referring to something that we learned in Maseches Vachim, that a certain psulim, when it comes to the thoughts of the individual bringing the karbanos at various stages in the bringing of the karbanos, if he thought that I am going to eat this meat out of the proper time, or I am going to burn the emurim, the sacrificial parts of this animal, not in the proper time, outside of the required time, that becomes pigul, that is a psul, and it invalidates the korban. It invalidates, you can no longer eat the meat. V'chutzlim koman, or if the person had a thought, I am going to eat the meat outside of the proper place. Or he said, I am going to burn the sacrificial parts outside the proper place. So in each of these, the korban is invalidated. Hare elu yisaref, when they have to be burned. Asham talui is a type of korban that if somebody did a chet, a certain type of chet, a sin, that typically you bring a korban chatas for, but the person has a safek, did I do this sin or not? So in place of a korban chatas, you bring an asham talui. So it says here, asham talui yisarev. The asham talui has to be burned. Let's see the Bar Tanurin explaining the specific scenario we're talking about. Asham talui, im shachto v'kodem zrikas dama, if you shachted it, but before doing this zrik on it, no deloshulachata, he found out that he did not do the sin, so that will invalidate the korban. It is now chulin in the azora, as we discussed in the prior Mishnah. Accordingly, asham toloi, now that you know that you don't have to be bringing this korban because you didn't do the sin, yisarif, it should be burned. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Yakov, Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that it should be buried. We're actually going to see three machlokuses now. This is the first one between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, if something should be burned or something should be buried. Machlokus number two, when you have a chatas ha'of, haba'a al safek tisar. If a chatas is off, this is a chatas, somebody did a sin, and instead of bringing an animal, he's bringing an off, a bird. And what's critical here is that when you bring an off as a korban, you don't do shchita. Shchita is required when you have a chulin bird in order to eat that animal. When you have a korban that is an off, you have to do melika. And if it's a kosher korban and you did malika on it, it's permitted to eat in certain circumstances. If it's korban chatas, the kohanim get to eat the meat. However, what we're grappling with in this mission is when we have a chatas off that you do malika on, but habal safek, it's brought on a safek, you don't know if you did the sin or not. So if you did the sin, indeed malika would be the valid way of bringing it. However, if you did not do the sin, then malika is not a valid way. You'd need shchit on it because it's an animal that's chulin. Accordingly, because of that suffix, we don't know, is this malika going to permit the meat or not permit the meat? Tisarif, it has to be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yatilenu la'ama, you should put it into the channel of water that runs through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. What he's really saying here, it should be buried, and the way to bury it is to put it into to the water of the channel, and it will dissolve, bringing out, and it will be buried that way. Third machlok is in this vein, kol hanisrafim lo yikaveru, as we've discussed in this Mishnah, the prior three Mishnayas, something that has to be burned, you are not permitted to bury it. The concern here, says the Bar Tanur, is dilma chafar inish. If something is supposed to be burned, but you buried it, somebody may dig it up and find it, and they may come to eat it. So make sure when something has to be burned, you burn it so you get it out of this world. V'chol hanikbarim lo yisaref, when something that has to be buried, don't burn it. Why? So there's a special halacha when it comes to something that has to be buried, that its ash is prohibited. Accordingly, bury it and keep it away from people, and don't burn it, because if it has to be buried and you burned it, you have the ash, you're prohibited to have benefit from that ash. So the Tanakhama is saying, when something has to be burned, burn it. If something has to be buried, bury it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imratza la'achmir al'atzmo, Rabbi Yehuda's of the view, if you want to be machmir, lisrof esad nikbar imrasha, if you want to burn something that is supposed to be buried, you're permitted to burn it on the condition that you bury the ashes, because you're not allowed to benefit from the ashes. So something, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that has to be buried, you're permitted to burn it. What do you do with the ashes? You bury the ashes, no problem. Amru lo, chachamim respond back, eino muta leshana, you're not permitted to make any changes. Something that has to be burned has to be burned. Something that has to be buried has to be buried.